Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. The hot summer days can be a real drag, and animals have difficulty staying cool just like people. There are a few species that don't have functional sweat glands, including pigs. This means they can feel the heat just like we do, only they can't sweat it off. This inability to cool themselves can very quickly lead to heat stress. Mature pigs are more comfortable when air temperatures are between 50 and 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Once temperatures exceed 80 degrees, pigs over 100 pounds can very quickly move into a life-threatening level of heat stress. Potential heat stress can be determined by using the heat stress index based on climate conditions. This index compares percent relative humidity with temperature and establishes approximate danger levels. Short rounds of acute heat stress can be harder on pigs and herd production than heat waves that last just a few days because pigs don't get the chance to adapt to the heat. Heat stress events can lead to feed refusal. These acute heat stress events can reduce feed intake by 25 to 50%. Repeated events and repeated feed refusal events compound to reduce the growth rate of your pigs. In addition to the increased morbidity and mortality rates, the risk of endotoxemia, affecting their gastrointestinal system, is raised. Good husbandry can reduce the overall effect of heat stress on your herd. There are some ways to mitigate heat stress. Offer your pigs at least twice as much water on hot days as they drink normally. Allow pigs to use water to facilitate evaporative cooling by setting up water drip lines or sprinklers to let them get wet. Be sure to also have space in the pen to allow for drying. Without drying, evaporation does not work to cool the pig. For pigs raised outdoors, shade provides a retreat from the sun. And not only does this protect the animal from the primary source of heat, but also minimizes the possibility of sunburn for breeds with white hair and skin. When using a building or a hutch, make sure that two or more of the sides of the building can be opened up to allow for natural airflow. In combination with water, ventilation provides the evaporative part of evaporative cooling. Utilize both to keep pigs dry and cool. Poorly ventilated buildings can turn a hot situation into an emergency very quickly. Place fans that exhaust air out of the barn and be sure that inflows are not blocked. Check for air leaks around doors and walls to ensure proper airflow. Provide feed during cooler times of the day when pigs are more likely to want to eat. Keep feeders clean to encourage feed intake. Handling pigs early in the morning or late at night will minimize the added stress of heat to movement. Utilizing these tips in combination with good animal husbandry can minimize the effect of heat stress on your pigs and on herd performance. For more information on heat stress, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.